We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of The Critic Cast. The name is Larry, and it's such an absolute pleasure to be back again for yet another episode. I took a break because I'm building some new podcasts, and it's taken a lot. And, you know, through Mob Radios, we're setting that up. It's becoming a thing. And also, I'm going to be having a daily sort of thing where I've got a podcast, a 5-minute podcast daily. Don't worry, it's not going to change the Critic Cast. It's going to be now regularly dropping on a Thursday going forward. It's just, you know, getting all the mechanics in place and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I'll be giving you more news and that sort of thing over the next couple of weeks. So, pretty exciting going forward. Yeah, but what have I got on this week's episode other than the news? I'm going to ask, there was this incident with Ja Praiser. Yeah, yeah, him. We're going to talk about that. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And emanating question on do you pay Chema? Do you have to pay Chema all the time? And so we're going to discuss that in the second segment. And finally, in the third segment, 10 things a guy should never do in a relationship if you want to keep it healthy. But first of all, looking at the stories this week, Amara Brown announced that she's releasing her album on the 10th of November and released a track list. It includes some of the tracks she's already released, like What You Want and so forth. So a few, I think half the album is not going to have any surprises, but she's got tracks with people such as Huma Seyela, so that's pretty exciting. Also, on the same day, MC Cheetah is dropping an album. Yeah. Also, in terms of people that are, MC Cheetah's album is called I Chitarisiro or Ndini Chitarisiro. Also, talking about his album is Winky D, whose album is coming out in the 1st of February 2018, but he's dropped two new singles. One of them is very political. Yeah, you should check it out. It's called Zemudanga or something like that. And the other one is called My Drinks Mukap. So check those out. So this was happening in the entertainment industry. What else can I tell you about the EcoCash debit card? Remember the one that you could load money in Zimbabwe and be able to travel the rest of the world and just swipe? Well, that's going to be pretty useless now across the world. Remember Econet had said that the EcoCash debit card would now be pre-funded before you leave Zimbabwe, and then, you know, then when you've gone out, you can still use it to swipe and stuff. They decided, well, the 1st of November is here, and we're not going to do that anymore. So you can't pre-fund a card. Essentially, it's just become a card you can use here. It's got $10,000, you know, whatever. It's just weird. It's just sad. And that's also pushed up the cryptocurrency. You should look at that if you're trying to do the business out of the country. The cryptocurrency is now, $6,000? Or something like that, the cryptocurrency. And it's gone up to that and it's racing towards $10,000. And also, you could, there's a company, I forgot the name of the cryptocurrency company from Zimbabwe, which did trade $1 million in just a month of, in terms of transactions, total transactions, buying and selling, of course, in the month of, in the month of October. So people are really just doing the other thing, aren't they? What else can I tell you about? Well, a man, actually this week, this was pretty serious story. A man was arrested for willfully infecting his girlfriend with HIV, which is a difficult thing. The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights are fighting this last year. I can't remember how that case ended, but they were saying like it's difficult to prove intent, will, and also when was the HIV contracted, where was it contracted, and that sort of thing. So yeah, so a man has been brought before the courts, and they're going to have a test, and they don't even know if the guy's got HIV or not. The story is he took this girl out in Harare, you know, doesn't kunana la fajuko, and then put on, you know, decided to rape her. They say he raped her. They alleged that he raped the girl when she was 18, and then the second time he said, you know what, I'm going to marry you. You know, the weird thing that guys from Zimbabwe do, I'm going to marry you, and so forth. So, yeah, you know, you're my girl, and that sort of thing. It becomes a thing. So anyway, took the girl over to his house, said, come and meet my parents, and there was no one, and he raped her again. And then later on, she got sick, and they took her to the hospital and found out she had HIV. So, yeah, that's becoming a thing. I don't know what you think about willful infection of HIV as a crime. I know it's a crime in certain countries. In other countries, it's even treated as attempted murder, as fraud, and a whole bunch of other things. And then finally, there's a link between marijuana use and the frequency of sex. There's the first study of its side as a type ever taken place. So there's no definitive answer, but they found that people who tended to smoke marijuana had 20% more sex per month and per year than those who didn't. Now, this is not to say that if you smoke marijuana, you will have sex. I mean, there's schools of thought that say people tend to smoke marijuana do have a tendency to become more adventurous. So that might be the case. Yeah, so you never know. So don't be trying to break out a spliff and say, you know, that might get me more laid. Huh, who knows?
Iwe pane munhu ari kuti aona foto rako mufoni mangu ari kuti anokuziva hanzi vese yako haisi nyana aninga akamboiona mubhaibheri kuna Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse yacho ndaikanzi.
Yes, the name is Larry, and you're listening to the Quiddicast. And in this segment, well, if you know the big story, Ja Prazer's, one of his former security guys, had an accident and died, unfortunately, coming from the Tyrus Riley concert this past weekend. And by the way, the Tyrus Riley concert is pretty awesome. Yeah, from what people said and go, I was sick. I don't know. It is what it is. So anyway, so one of his former security guys passed away. And Ja Prazer went to the funeral now and was chased down by people from the funeral. Check it out on 3mom.com. There's a video of Ja Prazer running away from people throwing stones and stuff at him. And it emanated from the fact that some people accused him of not being respectful. And some are saying hadn't paid the guy in 3 months. That's why the guy left. Some people say he was fired. So there's all sorts of communication between Chris Nyemba's family and Ja Prazer's camp and so forth. But then the question became, some people sort of started saying, why didn't Ja Prazer pay for this guy's funeral? And so the question that I asked people was, is it mandatory for you to pay for somebody's funeral, maybe a relative's and so forth, or even contribute for that matter? Is it something that's mandatory? And this is what everybody had to say.
You can contribute if you want, but then you don't really have to if you can't. Or you can. It's not forced, because I have, yes, we all have to contribute something. But it's not like we are forced to, or, you know, for no reason, get more sort of attacks. And even if Kokanakas and Agapo Aketa Raketa or Funny Way or he's waiting for some money, it's probably either contributor, maybe 2 grand at the moment, he doesn't have that money. There are so many reasons. And actually, you're not even supposed to be going there. Estombori Mosa Kutadza on.
Ja Prazer and Chris knew each other. And Ja Prazer has his reasons why he didn't contribute the funeral. And who knows, maybe he did a transfer before going to the funeral, maybe he didn't. And why people vachipindra miyadza vasingazive? I think someone is not obliged to if they don't want to. And relationship yevanhu ndinoita kuti munhu aone if they want to contribute or not. Kwananga asina mari yachona. Being poor doesn't mean kuti he has to contribute pa funeral. Ko iye say anga asina funeral policy. Well, if he had, and even if he didn't have the funeral policy, avanhu vakatema munhu vakapindira papi chii panyama iyo.
Well, I'm not too familiar with the Ja Prazer thing, but then I think most customs have to do with society, your social relationships. It all depends on the person who's contributing. If the relationship between the two was it doesn't have to be mandatory, I think. I think it's all because maybe if it's, say, your friend, your mother that you're very close to, then there won't be any question if you want to contribute or not.
Personally, as I know, as we all know, Kakuti, Pamaropano Viswachema and all my contributions, we all know that. And you can if you want. And you can if you can. Impossibly, Kokana, what if Paka by Kokwangawa to Nitsana Vatukana? You wouldn't know. O Japreza, Akare gets up with Amari, Ajitano Suchinketa, and Awake, or you for what money? And the possible reason that I think maybe it didn't come is in times like this, probably you have 5, 6, 7 calls. I can go to Paul Mare Coffee, what, send to this number, then you get different numbers. So if someone you actually get confused, good, who do I send to? And probably Angari Biz. As we know, Kuti, more probably in some few artists and to run a Biz. What if Japanese is a big brand, is company, then he hears his ways. And that you not, it's not mandatory, bro. Kuti, no, to offer not to which to is a marino. Uno is an uninterested part, Paki. And what I noticed, Angu, and what I think is Kuti, Seva and Zimbabwe, we hate. We actually have a lot of haters. So, you know, in any tutorial, one and I'm going to go to Japanese at some point because the was kind of no seems a Japanese. So, because Pama contributions probably feel to show up, I got to do anything. Then, Pakashiko and I got to go to Japanese, Ashika Chiji. Then, the guys, then they probably got angered. Good, okay, Kai, Alkusika iso si Asinaka Nakudi and Alkuda Upiwa. And I think Zugunza Akawa Nemamonia. I don't think it's very true because on the corner of Manyanaika, it's my face again. Go garage poster by Instagram. My face again, Shanda now. And probably on a young guy, I was to put Mamonia, but on God to HD. Watch to Chimom or to Shanda or Nay because most of them were work men.
Nonsense, man. As far as I'm aware, there is no cultural obligation on paying any contribution at all. I remember someone approached me some time ago and told me that their mom has passed away. I told them I was sorry, I was really sorry about it. And they were saying, are you going to send me some money? I was like, I can't send you some money. You can't ask me that money. It doesn't work like that. And that is bang out of order. Bang out of order. I can't even believe I'm disgusted. I'm beyond disgusted with all that ridiculousness. How can anybody think this? How can anybody think it's okay to say it's an obligation? He was expected to do this. It's as if he was tied to some duty to be able to contribute. That's nonsense, man. That's just like so abusive of our culture. Disgusting.
Hi, Larry. When it comes to customs and traditions in Africa in general, it has become a norm that people contribute to the funeral purse so that things are smoother, especially considering the numbers that usually throng funerals in Zimbabwe here. But then looking at it in context with Japreza's issue, I think it was unfair for them then to try and pelt him with stones because he did not contribute, if that is the contributing factor to his misery. Because I think it's a moral obligation more than it is anything else. It has to do with your frame of mind and your conscience. If you feel that I need to assist these people in their time of grief, fair and fine, you can do it. But it is not always the case that someone has to contribute. Although now we have a warped sense of entitlement that usually demands that in any setup, the person who has seemingly more resources is supposed to foot all the bills that arise, regardless of situation, funeral or celebration.
Yeah, so those are the opinions. I don't know what you think. Me, as far as I'm concerned, as long as I don't have enough details on this, I don't know. I mean, different families have different expectations. That's what I think. Some families say you have to, and some people say it's optional. Yeah, I don't know. Tell me what you think. I'll give you the details at the end. It's Larry. You're listening to the Quiddicast. So yes, Larry, you listen to the Critic Cast, and in the final segment, I'm talking specifically about new relationships, the do's and don'ts when you just got into a new relationship. I'm going to go through them quickly. Number one, there are 10 of them. Don't suffocate her. During the early stages of a relationship, it's hard to tear yourself away from your new girlfriend or new boyfriend, whatever the case may be. Everything seems brighter and so forth, but don't make the mistake of smothering your new love. Give them the space, because they're also trying to give up some space. Secondly, don't avoid discussing important matters. You might think, oh no, if I start talking about this, you come across as unsexy. You know, look like one of those guys, you're like an evil, eager beaver and sort of thing. No. If there's something that's uncomfortable, you know, talk about it. Stop trying to avoid rocky situations, because they're not going to go anywhere. Don't keep her isolated. If you don't, if you've been together for more than a month and your girlfriend hasn't met any of your friends and family, bruh, the problem is you, okay? She's going to start wondering why it's okay to wait until you're really sure about someone before introducing, how sure do you want to be? To introduce her. So she'll understand that. But if you made the relationship official and you walk around holding hands and she hasn't been introduced to anyone, she might start wondering that she's a small house, a small side dish or something. Don't put her on a pedestal. So, you know, sometimes you'd be sorted with your new girlfriend and, you know, she seems so perfect, but you know that nobody's perfect and you aren't perfect yourself. Calm down. Be realistic. She's got flaws and so forth, and they're part of what make her human and absolutely lovable. Don't talk to her. Don't talk about her constantly. I mean, your friends no doubt are thrilled that you've got a relationship, especially if you're one of those people that started the last time you dated was like, you know, grade 3, right? Of course, you want to talk about her, about your new lover, but don't forget to maintain some balance and check with your friends about their lives occasionally. And then don't become too possessive. That's going to be so weird. You know, she wants to spend Tuesday night going to buy pizza out with her friends and so forth. You're not invited. That's okay. So, but, you know, whatever the case may be, she wants to watch one of those weird programs that you're not interested in. Don't try to smother that situation. Let her be herself. Don't influence her too much. That's the part. Don't influence her too much. I was going to go to number 7. Don't let her influence you too much. So don't be flipping now to say how you want to get into, whatever she believes in. Next thing you know, you don't normally wear pink shirts and suddenly hunting downtown to get one of those pink shirts, come my bero and that sort of thing, because you want to look like you want to be like. Remember, she got attracted to who you are, not, you know, what you think she's trying to change you into. Adopting her entire persona wholesale, by the way, is unhealthy. It'll make your friends who knew the old you cringe on your behalf. And don't get mean. So sometimes people think, hey, you know what? You got to be mean to a girl to be attractive and so forth. Don't do that at all. Bad habits and small cruelties seep into relationships like spilled milk onto a sponge. Ladies and gentlemen, don't try to head off fights before they start. There's no need for unnecessary, and will ultimately corrode your relationship. Don't try to bend her to your will, okay? Don't be trying to get her to be this other person. We talked about earlier that you don't you want to get back to the other person. You got to let her be yourself. Because you want, remember, a healthy relationship is when everybody brings their individuality to the table. That's what you got to do. You find yourself dictating how your partner should, for example, dress, what they should do for fun. Next thing, I don't like, you know, this is the one thing that you guys do. I don't like a woman who wears lipstick. Some of the girls change their lipstick. Oh, I don't like a woman who doesn't have natural hair. You're going down that humor, say, like, yellow route. You must say that's not a good example right now. Shame, the guy's got cancer, so you can't really use him as an example of taste. But you know what I mean. So don't let them be themselves. And most importantly, enjoy yourself. Don't forget to enjoy yourself. Sometimes people get so stuck up in a relationship, they forget to have the fun part of the relationship, the most important part of the relationship, the honeymoon part of the relationship, because you're so busy trying to be a stickler and that sort of thing. So I hope those things help you in your brand new relationship. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this week's episode of the Criticast. Don't miss an episode. Tune in via iTunes. Just look for Criticast and you won't miss an episode. K-W-I-R-I-C-A-S-T, by the way. And also go and subscribe. Just subscribe there. What am I saying? Go to iono.fm, iono.fm. They're a hosting partner. Shout out to them. Pretty awesome. And if you've got a podcast of your own, get in touch with them. They also got hosting packages for anyone. So go and get to guyano.fm and get yourself hosted there. You can find Criticast there. I'm trying to advertise my own. Go get the Criticast there and just get the RSS feed and via the channel and just load it onto whatever device you use for that. And then also go to One Radio News. Yeah, I'm on the One Radio News. So go with a whole bunch of other platforms. Yeah, it is what it is. Get in touch with me via email, larry@3-mob.com. Yeah, get in touch with me. Let's have a conversation on Twitter @Quiriray, K-W-I-R-I-R-A-Y-I. And then also, pretty incidentally, on Facebook, Larry Quiriray, and any of the social platforms. Catch me on ZFM Stereo, of course, ZFM Stereo on terrestrial radio. Catch me there every Mondays between 7:30 and 8:30, and Tuesdays between 8:30 and 9 p.m., and on Wednesday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So I'll be on national radio, that sort of thing. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's about it. Is that it? Yeah. So yeah, keep in tuned. I'll be giving you updates, of course, on my new ventures. And as far as podcasting is concerned, just remember the Criticast is part of the Three Men on a Boat publishing group of products. What do you call it? I should come up with a cool way of saying that. But other than that, I leave you with the saying that comes from that man, Junior Brown. Grown dudes don't die. He says, grown dudes don't die. I'm trying to make it. Grown dudes don't die. They just relocate and get chubby. It's Larry. You've been the Criticast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?